The Turkish president says Ankara will open an embassy in East Jerusalem al-Quds representing the country's diplomatic mission in the state of Palestine. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the embassy should be built soon as the Organization of Islamic Cooperation has already recognized East Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Palestine. He said the city is now under the Israeli occupation, expressing hope that the construction of the building could soon start. Ankara called an emergency meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation days ago. The organization's members vehemently denounced the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital, calling on the Muslim world to stand up against the move in a united fashion. Joining us live now from Atlanta is Mr. Jim W. Dean, who is managing editor at Veterans Today, and he's joining us live now. Mr. Dean, what do you make of this move? If Turkey does open an embassy in East Jerusalem al-Quds, what would that signify?
Well, it's a good move to put this on the table. I'm not sure whether he knows whether it's just putting it on the table that's going to actually be done, because I would think the Israeli government would have to have some kind of approval over this in terms of issuing a permit and actually letting them construct an embassy. Because if they did, a number of others would possibly start to do so. Erdogan is stirring the pot. And he's not being doing so aggressively. It is the U.S. and Israel. And basically what we really feel here in the U.S. and the intelligence community, this is a deal that Trump made with Netanyahu before he even came into office, that I'm going to wait till the time is right and I'm going to play this card. And now they've done it. And of course, this is the second boomerang now, huge negative boomerang on Trump's foreign policy, following the JCPOA, which basically has everybody in the whole entire world up against the U.S. and Israel in this, including Britain and Australia, which has consistently rubber-stamped every U.S. foreign policy that I can think of. And they have doubled down, and he's done this again with this al-Quds move, which is any divisions or competitions that the Muslim world had against each other. This has united them together in one cause like nothing else could have done. And it seems so obvious to me that this was going to be the result that I have to be suspicious that this is what the U.S. and Israel really wanted to have, so they could claim that, see, we have this sea of Muslim hatred that wants to eliminate Israel and drown all the Israelis into the sea, all that silliness. And it's only with the U.S. standing beside us that we're able to survive. So I'm a little suspicious that they're going to play this as the victim once again. The Muslim community has to hang tough. Even Saudi Arabia is in a tough spot here with all their revelations of had behind the scenes contact with the Israelis for many years now, particularly on the Syrian war. And they were even forced to instantly come up in support of this. Whether that support will remain, whether it's just token support, we will have to wait and see. But this is a very good move to put on the table now by Erdogan, that if the U.S. is going to claim they're going to have moved their embassy there, the rest of us will move to East Jerusalem.
Okay, Mr. Dean, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.